Thornton's agent, Anton Thun, confirmed that his client will appeal the suspension, and the aforementioned Anton Thun joins us on the telephone. Anton, how are you?
I'm well.
Well, the decision had to be made, I understand, within 48 hours after being informed of the suspension. Is that correct?
Absolutely, that's correct.
Was this a difficult decision to make? Was it? Give us the chronology of events that took place. Obviously, you and Scott talked. Was anybody else involved in the decision making process?
The AHLPA is part of the decision making process. They're much more familiar with the ins and outs of the appeal process. The CBA terms of reference on the appeal, as well as the terms of reference in relation to any appeal to an independent arbitrator post Gary Bettman. And I think it's important that Sean have a full understanding of the process. I think sometimes the process is misportrayed. We talk about it being an appeal. In fact, the process, although it's called an appeal, ends up with a new hearing before Gary Bettman, rather than a typical appeal process,
right,
where somebody in an appeal panel, an appeal court, would be commenting on the judgment that Brendan Shanahan gave on Saturday.
So there are two levels to this appeal potentially. One is the presentation to Mr. Bettman.
There are.
And then you have the option of an independent arbitrator being brought in as a secondary appeal. But as I understand it, since the new CBA has kicked in, no one has gone to that arbitrator. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And what do you think would be the circumstances beyond Gary saying, I'm going to uphold the 15-game suspension? Do you know whether you'd go to the independent arbitrator, or will you make that decision later?
No, that determination will be made entirely. Pardon me, I'm getting some beeps here. Entirely based on the ruling given by Gary Bettman, not based on the ruling given by Brendan Shanahan. So, until we actually have that, it's impossible to assess whether there are grounds to appeal the ruling by Mr. Bettman.
Fair enough.
He hasn't given one yet.
Anton, what's the case you're going to make in front of Gary? Well, first of all, in front of Gary, what's the case you're going to make on Sean's behalf, and what's the case he's going to make on his own behalf?
Yeah, with all due respect, guys, I'm not going to try this in the media. At the end of the day, there's no benefit to us giving our case to the other side prior to when we present it to Gary Bettman. So I'll reserve judgment on anything. We've determined to appeal based on grounds that we think are valid, and we'll present those to Mr. Bettman in due course.
Okay, let me ask you this. Who would be the lead attorney in the process? Would it be you? Would it be somebody from the PA?
No, typically it would probably be someone from the PA. My guess is it'll probably be Roman Stojkevic, who's the lead labor lawyer on the file.
Okay.
But I don't want to speak for the PA.
You would be in attendance?
Absolutely, 100%.
And Scott would be in attendance?
Sean.
Sean, I'm sorry, Scott.
Yeah, Sean would be in attendance, yeah.
Is it like, does it operate like a courtroom would? Do you call witnesses?
You can call witnesses. Typically, that's not been the case in the past. There haven't been a lot of cases that have gone to Gary, but you can call witnesses, and there's the opportunity to do that.
And does it operate basically as a normal courtroom hearing in general law would, where one side makes its presentation, and then the other side gets an opportunity to either cross-examine witnesses or bring their own witnesses in?
Yeah, basically the process is very similar to that, Bob. One side, I believe the formality would be that Sean has the opportunity to present his position. The league lawyers at that point in time, not Brendan Shanahan, but the league lawyers, probably somebody from Proskauer Rose, will present a position, and then there will be the opportunity to cross-examine each side.
I would think, Anton, because the standards of punishment in the league have been rather fluid over the years, mm-hmm, that it's tricky. You know, precedent is obviously going to be a huge part of this. Similar situations, comparables, but because that that line seems to move a lot in the NHL. That's got to be tricky to say, this is like this, and this is what you did the last time.
You're 100% right. And part of the reason why I think it's appropriate to appeal this is because when you do appeal, whether you agree with the decision or not, when Brendan Shanahan provides a ruling, the reality of it is we really have no substantive way of understanding how that ruling came about, what elements he emphasized more than others or less. That's not Brendan's fault. That's just the process. You get a 30-second video giving you a videotape of what took place and a very, very brief assessment of what took place in his mind and a judgment. No real explanation. The arbitrator in this case, Gary Bettman, will rule. In Coletta's case, and that was about a month or so, 18-page judgment. It's much clearer for a player to understand on what basis the ruling is, whether he confirms the 15-game suspension or not. And it'll be clearer not only for Sean, but for all 750 players in the league based on an actual written judgment.
Would you, Anton, present video evidence? Or would the other side present video evidence? I'm thinking of this, and I'm not sure that there are comparables, but if you found something that you thought approximated this incident that resulted in a suspension that was significantly less, would you be able to present that as evidence?
Yes, you can. And to their side, that's what they have the ability to do as well.
How long do you expect the process to take?
I'm hoping, Bob and Steve, that the hearing is sometime later this week, but it's not been confirmed yet.
And how long would the hearing go on? Are we talking a couple of hours? Do you expect it could be extended longer than that? I mean, I have no idea historically.
Sure. It can go as long as is necessary. I would anticipate that it wouldn't last more than a couple hours based on the evidence that I think that we would present, and unless the lawyers for the league decide that they want to go crazy and run every videotape that's ever been run of the National
Sure.
Park, I can't imagine that they want to spend days and days and days on this. I think it can be concluded in a short period of time and then a judgment written.
And you had 48 hours after the punishment was made public, announced, to
officially announced, yeah.
Yeah, to determine whether you wanted to proceed with this appeal.
That's correct.
If you go to the next step, do you have a similar time frame? If, in fact, you decide to appeal to an independent arbitrator, must you make that decision as expeditiously?
No. I believe, I could be wrong, Bob, but I believe that period of time is now extended to 7 days.
Okay. I can't think of anything else at this point. You've covered everything off as best you can, and we thank you very much for it. And thanks, as always, for taking time for us.
My pleasure, guys. If I don't talk to you, best of the season.